Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
My own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and today is Friday, June the 26th. And we are waiting on our guest to come in today. Using the Skype feature, which is one of the ways folks can get in to hear the show. You refer to you that you do have to wait till the show actually starts. And I want to let you know a little bit about Focus Talk Radio as well as the song you just heard in the meantime. And Purpose Talk Radio is on the air to have you hear from folks who are living their purpose. Have them share with you how they came to know it, how they came to achieve it. And maybe a few tips on what you can do to achieve your purpose as well. Today our topic is disciplining your inner child in three not-so-easy steps. My guest is Rachel Grace, formerly known to me as Rachel Martinez, and probably to some of you as that as well, as I have introduced her as a co-writer of mine in True Trinity, along with Jillian Clark. Some that you heard was co-written by the three of us as True Trinity, and the name of it is called I Am Who I Am. You can find that song as well as a couple others on our website at TRUETRIMICY.com. And as far as Purpose Talk Radio is concerned, you can find us on the web as well at, of course, PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio. .com. Over there, there is information about former guests, future guests, and how you can be a guest on the show as well. Or you can email me directly to Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Both options are available to you. Here's some what else I can do to stall for some time. If you are interested in your service or product you'd like to share with our listening audience that is related to living your purpose, you can get a hold of me for that as well. We do have opportunities for that. Let's see. What else is up on the line? Next week, my guest, at least tentatively, is scheduled to be Jeannie Dean, a poet, traveler, philosopher. And, you know, I'm not quite sure what we're going to have her talk about, actually. Some of her, because, you know, poetry is not a normal, career or path. And I think she does some research and some other things as well. You know, one of her claim to fame in the Milwaukee area here was doing a presentation on John F. Kennedy a couple of years ago. So she does some research and historical things as well. And I am just not sure where our guest is yet. And hopefully she, if it's not working to get in on Skype, that she decides to pick up the phone and call in instead. So we can catch a bit of this interview. Let's see. As I stall a little bit here. Oh, I know what I'm here to tell you. You know, in just a few days, we start Positive News Day and Positive News Month. July is Positive News Month. It was established 3 years ago to encourage news media worldwide to focus on positive news, at least in part. You know, we all know there is the trauma, drama, things that we don't want to listen to and want to know about out there in the world. This is an opportunity for news outlets to try to find something positive in that awfulness and to put it out to the world. You know, even things we have to face are accidents and suicides and deaths and things like that. You know, a lot of times the family has decided to donate organs or tissues for research or to someone who might need them. That would be a positive angle on that. And it's a little simplistic, I know. But it is a chance for, like I said, the news media to indeed have that way of putting out more positive news. The month of July is focused on that, and specifically July 15th is Positive News Day. We invite all news media to focus solely, if possible, on the positive angle of things. And you can go to the website that we have, which is positivenewsday.com. positivenewsday.com. And there's some information on that. There's ways to put information out to your local media. I'll be updating that news and press release on there any day now. That is available for July 1st, which is next week. And in the meantime, we do have a song that I would like to share with you. And maybe I can try to find our guest in the meantime. It is the Positive News Day song. So here you are to listen to that.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming, believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We'll be right back.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
There you have it. We are the change that's coming. And it takes one person at a time. Exactly. You know, if you want positive news in your living room, on your radio, on your TV, on your computer, you've got to kind of put that information out to your local media in the area. And tell them what you want to hear and see and all of that. If you don't, then unfortunately, well, they don't know. They do the old positive, bad news sell game. And you know what? It just is not going to fly in my world anyway. I'd rather hear, you know, yeah, like I said, we do have to hear some of the stuff, but we don't have to hear it all. And speaking of hearing it all, we finally get Ms. Rachel Grace into the studio. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You are live on the air.
Goodness, thank you. Thank you for having me. It took a little bit of work, but I'm here.
This is what happens when you change your name. You've got to change all your old history, too, girl. Yeah.
Well, you know, modern technology. So how are you, and how is everyone out in internet land?
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, I'm doing pretty well here. I'm going to take myself
for speaker, though, because that just feeds back then.
Okay.
You know,
perfect.
And that should be a better sound quality of this thing. You know, and I think we're doing pretty well. I can't get into the chat room, though. If you can, that would be fine. I think it's on. It just keeps scrolling, connecting. It would be at the bottom of that Facebook or that Blog Talk Radio page. So. Are you on a hands-free set, or are you on your speakerphone? Because I'm hearing a little feedback against yours, too.
Nope, I am on my headset. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can change.
You are, okay.
Is that better?
Should be okay. I think so. Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, awesome.
That was weird. Yeah, usually the headsets make it go away, but you just never know. So, anyway, so we got, you know, the world out there in front of us. Like I said, positive things hopefully coming in July with Positive News Day, which I know you've encouraged me a long time to do. And one of the things that you like too, it's like, I don't need this garbage, you know, put something good on my TV, and you don't want your kids watching it or listening to it either, so the bad stuff. So, you know, that's one of the things we're working on here. And you know, we've been around a while with the co-write of True Trinity, and God, what are we doing? That's been on like 4 or 5 years now, isn't it? Scary.
No,
what wonderful thought.
It doesn't feel like that long, though.
No, it doesn't. When I started thinking about it, you know, you and Jillian have been down there a couple of times by yourself, and then I think there's 1 year where nobody went, and you just went by yourself, so it's like, yeah, it's kind of got to be.
So it's in the cards. It's in the cards, Cindy. Let's put it out there. Let's
back.
Ask all of our listeners to visualize that, all three of us. Because it's not a true trinity if we're not together. Ah, see what I did there?
That's right. There you go. Very good. Very good. Very good. Definitely, definitely. So you're down in the Key West area.
I am. I'm actually going to walk outside right now and see how long I can last in this heat.
Well, I think we're back down to 50, 60 over here today because I threw my leather on and it was comfortable. So, you know, it's not exactly warm here, but it has been. And at least it's not, the last couple of days have been rainy and yucky. So it's a beautiful, beautiful day out there, though, in reality. So
good.
I'm just glad. So what's the heat like out there?
Well, it's actually probably about 86 degrees right now. But one of the things that we do is between the hours of like 2 and 5, we are inside. We just stay inside. We, you know, read or turn on a movie or something, and we don't. You know, it's kind of like a snow day, like snow hours or something. But we don't go, and nobody's outside, actually. So now it's that time. You could probably hear the TV right now, although I'm not a TV watcher. I do allow my children to watch TV, especially in the summer. So they're watching a little bit of TV. But, it's actually nice. It was funny on the radio today. You know, they have the weather report, and the meteorologist said less than a 10% chance of rain and even less than that percent chance of clouds. And I was like, well,
Where will the rain come from if you don't have the clouds?
Listen, man, we're not the brightest people in the country.
You know, not just the weather forecasters. It is, you know, a calling for you and everything else. But, you know, my brother said the other day, I don't know where you can get paid to be wrong and it'd only be accurate 20% of the time. So now they're putting it down at 10%. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, it's being in Key West, it's like it's either nice or not nice. So you're pretty good. You got a 50-50% chance.
There you go. Perfect, perfect. So, well, would you like to get into this interview, or was there anything else you wanted to bring up in the chit-chat time of here today?
Not really. I'm really excited about talking about this concept that I've come up with. So, yeah, let's do this.
Okay. Well, folks, as I said, Rachel Grace is a born and raised country girl from rural upstate New York. You know, I got to be honest with you. I've heard that, and I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how those two go together. I'm a little hardcore country girl, I think, is part of it. But, but it's great. It's great. You know, her passion for life has led her to trying a whole bunch of hats, including realtor, business owner, preschool teacher, singer, songwriter, and performer. Her dream is to take her message of divinity out into the world in the hopes that every person gets to hear and know the truth. of his or her own being. She's an active member of her own New Thought Church and Unity of the Keys in Key West, Florida, a mentor for Take Stock in Children, Florida. And then her prized title, of course, is that of mom. And as she mentioned, she does have two youngins there, and her children are 10 and 8 years old. And her most favorite activity is going to the beach with them and their little pit bull, Lily Dukins, and playing Mad Libs also with her kids. She's been trained in conscious discipline, the Montessori method, and as a former preschool music teacher, has much compassion and empathy for the child within, which is why today we are talking about disciplining your inner child. And I'm going to be curious about this not so easy steps, because, you know, a lot of us want the easy way, but we also know that that child doesn't always make it easy. So welcome officially again, Rachel.
Thank you. It is always a pleasure. Thank you,
So, first of all, the question that I ask everybody, and, you know, I'm going to relate it directly to this for the moment. You know, this is something that you said, hey, I really would like to talk about this. So what brought you to this step of knowing that this message needs to get out to the world? You know, what kind of, you know, inner experience, outer experience brought you to that?
Well, I'll tell you, the experience started many, many years ago when I first had my kids, actually, probably when they were about 2 and 3 years old. So it was about 8 years ago. And I realized that I had read lots and lots of books and done lots and lots of research on how to properly raise your children and what to do and what not to do and how not to screw them up. And I kind of realized that intellectually I had all of the tools, but emotionally and spiritually I did not. So I kept asking myself, I kept saying, like, what am I missing? What's the puzzle piece that's not here? And what I realized was that, number one, my children are my mirror, and so whatever issues I have with them is something that I need to reconcile within myself. For example, my kids, and I mean this lovingly, but I call them the Bickertons because they're so close in age and they like to bicker a lot, and it drives me crazy. Now, if you're a parent out there, I can feel you nodding. I can feel you nodding right now as you listen to this. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And nothing worked. Nothing worked until I stumbled upon conscious discipline, which is Dr. Becky Beely created the concept. And so I took a bunch of classes and became certified and got all this knowledge and did all this research. And it works. It works with my preschool students. It works with my children. And what it does is instead of using punishment and reward, it actually creates natural consequences. And it actually teaches children to manage their emotions, which is where the problem usually lies, which is why there's like a discipline issue. Kids aren't going to listen to you if they don't feel safe and they don't feel loved. Just the way it works. And most human beings are like that. So I started realizing, gosh, you know, if this works with human people, why can't it work with my own inner child? So I started practicing that. And what I realized was a lot of the issues that are mirrored back to me by all of these children in my life is that I never felt safe. I rarely felt safe as a child. And I rarely felt loved by the people who mattered the most to me. Now, I'm not blaming anybody. It's nobody's fault. The people who were in charge of taking care of me did their best with what they had. But needless to say, my needs weren't met. And there have been studies upon studies showing that children need love, children need affection, children need attention, and they need certain things. So what I decided to do was to look into disciplining my own inner child. And when my inner child decides to have a tantrum or start bickering, maybe applying some type of discipline to my inner child or to me as a child. And I'm a work in progress, and as soon as I'm finished, I'll let you know how the project turns out. But in the meantime, I do want to share what I've learned and what I've experienced. So that's the long-winded version.
Well, I think by the time that that work in progress gets completed, we'll be catching you all on the other side. I think that's the case for all of us, because I tend to believe, well, this is my belief, that we are here to serve a purpose and work what we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, while we are learning how to serve that purpose, God, spirit, divine being that you, whatever you wish to call it, is working on us to have exactly the right skills in that thing and present what we're supposed to have, so then we can turn around and present it to somebody else before we leave this
mm-hmm.
place. So that's why I say, you know, it'll be on the other side where we'll be talking about that finished work in progress. So, but I almost forgot to tell people, if they want to participate in this show, I have any questions for you as we go along, they can do that in a couple of different ways. One is to go to the Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio show page, scroll all the way down. Like I said, the chat room is open. I can't read it, unfortunately. It's being finicky, but it looks like it is open. It just spins for me. So if somebody has something and wants to send it over on Facebook, that's another option. But all the best part is once that show, I know it's maybe not the best, but once the show ends, that discussion goes away. So you can continue that over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook group as well. But if you'd like to connect with us live on the show page also, there's a Skype button. You click on that. You do need a Blog Talk Radio account. And that's free to set up. If you have one already, you can get right in. Or give us a call on the phone, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And the chat for the discussion for today is pinned to the top of the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. So, there we go. So that inner child, like you said, sometimes she has tantrums. And a lot of things I want, before you get into this discussion, this list, you know, for a lot of people, the word discipline is really negative.
Yes, it's a yikes word.
It is. You know, it's like, wait till your dad gets home. Wait till your mom gets home. Wait till, you know, grandpa gets home, whatever. You know, there is a lot of that, because that's the discipline, and we've known it out of a course of fear. And I am presuming that that is not the why it's not so easy. But, you know, how do we soften that word? How do we look at what you're going to present in I guess a little better light?
I'm glad you actually brought that up, because the definition that I actually use for disciplining my inner child, and I just opened up Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and the first thing says punishment, to punish, but that is not what I use the word discipline for. The word discipline for me is the second definition, and that is to train or develop by instruction and exercise, especially regarding self-control. So what I'm talking about is kind of more of a Zen ninja master kind of Karate Kid kind of thing, you know, where we are actually learning more about ourselves, and it's more of an inward growth and not a punishment or reward thing. But, again, conscious discipline has nothing to do with punishment and reward. So that's the first thing, is discipline is actually training and instructing, not punishing.
Okay. Cool. All right. So with that piece of it, we can all take a breath and relax, and don't think we're going to be beating ourselves up, because we can do that perfectly well without our
That's
inner
right.
child. Thank you very much. You know, let's take a look at what you wanted to present to us today on this list.
Sure. You wanted to just dive right in, Cindy? You know me.
Sure.
That's how I like.
Yep.
Cindy's
had
this for
questions
a long
to...
time, ladies. Yes.
Okay. Yep. You know, if I got some questions, I'll be happy to chime in there so you don't sound like you're going on a monologue. No problem.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'll tell you, Cindy's always been one of the few friends that's not afraid to remind me to dial it back. I love you, Cindy Freeman.
I love you too, Rachel.
So,
oh, no, I said that on the air. Oh, my God, that's one of those words I don't use often. Look what you did.
Oh, yay!
That's my inner child fear. There you go.
That's right, that's your inner child. Yay!
God. There we
so
go.
So, anyways, this idea of disciplining our kids, and I said three not-so-easy steps because I want to be as transparent and realistic as possible. This is not a magic pill. It's simple. It's very simple. It's just not easy. But anything worth having, I think, requires a little bit of hard work. So what you're going to do is you are going to ask yourself three questions. And as these questions come up, you're going to address them and try to figure out how to make the answer to these questions yes. So the first question that we ask ourselves is my inner child safe? And what that means is, do I feel safe as a person? If somebody is calling you a liar, or somebody is threatening your character, you normally don't feel safe. No, it's not the same thing. It's not an emotional thing. It's actually a physical feeling. And one of the things you can do is you can ask your inner child, or you can just ask yourself, what is it that's going on with my body right now? Is my heart beating really fast? Is my breathing shallow? Do I feel like I'm being chased? Do I feel like I'm being attacked? And if the answer is, yes, I feel like I'm being attacked and I'm not feeling safe. So you have to take measures to feel safe, and that can only be answered by you. You have to go back to when you were a child, what made you feel safe? Was it being hugged by your grandparents? Was it walking out in the woods? And you really have to go there. You have to go to that place in your mind, in your heart, and go to that, I am safe. Now, my favorite affirmation when using this practice is, I am safe, I am loved, I am capable. So once you have reached safety, once you feel safe, you can move on to, am I loved? And that's the second question you want to ask yourself. Am I loved? Do I feel loved? And the answer is a resounding yes. I don't care who you are. I don't care how you feel about yourself right now. You are loved because Spirit loves you. The universe loves you. There is someone that loves you. You can love you. So the answer, there is someone or something that loves you. So that's a resounding yes. It's not like we always feel like it. And then the third step is, am I capable? So after your physical and emotional needs are met, and you feel safe, and you feel loved, then you are able to learn how to handle a situation differently. And that's when the discipline comes in. That's when your inner child is going to allow you, teach him or her, how to respond to something differently. So if you had, for example, I'll use myself, fear of abandonment. It's something I'm still working on. Okay, so that addresses my safety, my feelings of safety. If you abandon me, I'm all by myself. I'm not safe. I don't have anybody to protect me. So what I say to myself is, okay, think of a time when I did not feel abandoned. And so I think of that time. So now my inner child feels safe. And then I think to myself, now during that time, was I loved? Did I feel love? Are there people now that love me? And then you move on to that next step. And then the last step is, okay, I am no longer unsafe. I am an adult, and I am capable of standing on my own two feet. And so that's how it works. It's still a work in progress, but I think you get the point.
Put myself off the mute here. Because I can't type and hold the phone and be in the chat room. So that makes a lot of sense. And so for yourself, how long did it take you to work with some of this stuff? I mean, like you said, you know, you can kind of work your stuff around to feel safe one way or another, you know, whether it means, I don't know, something simple of, you know, stop volunteering somewhere because people are lying to you, or, you know, take a cab because you don't feel safe going by somebody's house and you want to make sure that when you leave you're not followed. You know, what, you know, I can give you a whole bunch of stuff on that. So that seems simple. You know, am I loved? Well, yeah, okay. Like you said, I guess somewhere somebody loves you, whether you want to admit it to it or not. You know, hopefully at some point we get to the point of, you know, you can tell yourself that you are loved by yourself. But while you're going through this, sometimes that's one of the toughest things to do. And then the capable, you know, to me, it a lot of times, again, that's one of those things that it takes some more skill or sometimes some education or whatever. So can you expand on that one a little bit more? Because I think that,
sure,
for me, was one of the toughest ones.
Okay, well, I think the bridge between am I loved and am I capable is probably the most difficult one to kind of grasp. And when I ask myself, am I loved, that's actually my inner child asking that question. It's not adult Rachel. It's little girl Rachel. And I can do many things. I can visualize. I can love my inner child. And I could say, well, you know what? I love you, little Rachel. I think you're a wonderful little person. And regardless of what other people may have said to you, I know you best, and you're perfect the way you are. And, you know, give your little inner child a pep talk, which is also something that you do with human children, you know, when I'm teaching or with my own kids, you know, if they're not feeling emotionally safe, that's something I also do, is I make sure that their emotional needs are met. And then what happens is the kids start softening up, and they're actually open to trying something different. So, for example, when you're feeling abandoned, I'm going to go back to this example. When you're feeling abandoned, what comes up? Why do people feel abandoned? Because people left them, and they take it personally that they left. Well, let's brainstorm on this. Why would somebody that you love leave? Think of something that has nothing to do with you, why they would leave. I don't know, divorce, death, you know, things like that. So you are able to handle the situation. Like, you are capable of dealing with it. You are able to see it in a different way. You are able to respond differently. So instead of having a tantrum about it, you can calmly say, okay, I can handle this. I can do this. Now, I'm still working on a lot of these, Cindy. I'm still working on my own personal capabilities. Like you said, work in progress.
And that's okay. Okay. Yeah, you know, and then there are some good reasons why people sometimes have to leave too. You know, maybe they got another job, maybe they got married, maybe, you know, school. There's a lot of those
solid
things that are really positive for them and solid reasons for them to be leaving. But yet it does, when we're little kids, you know, big brother has to goes off to college and leaves us behind. Mm-hmm. You know, that doesn't feel so good. It's not so much fun. You know, whatever, even though, you know, it might be great for him and, you know, he'll come back. And sometimes, that's, you know, some of those things are out there too. So you're right. There are a lot of times that we can feel abandonment of that kid, and just anything might spur that memory of that feeling back again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even as adults, as your kids, you know, as your kids get bigger, kids start school, they go to high school, they go to college. Maybe that brings back that memory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I thought about you when I said it. Yeah, well, you're getting near middle school there, aren't you? So,
I know.
So, yeah, you know, there are all those things that can bring that back. And I think I'm guessing that's part of why we need to take on some of this practice and look at that inner child, that person that, you know, doesn't
mm-hmm.
grow up for a variety
yeah.
of reasons.
Right. And yeah. and frankly, I don't think our inner child should grow up, because if it wasn't for my inner child, I would not be as well loved as a teacher, as a preschool teacher
mm-hmm.
as I was. And also, allowing your inner child to be, a child, you know, go to the beach and make some waves, walk through a mud puddle, which as a parent is like a big no-no on my end, but I'm learning to deal with that. But just, you know, just look at the world in innocent wonder. Just, you know, maybe instead of being so consumed with the everyday tasks of doing, just be a human being for 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. 5 minutes a day. Because what happens is 5 minutes turns to 10 minutes, turns to 15. And it really brings you back into the moment, into this very moment right here. And it's also a great way to remind yourself how capable you really are. And that you're in charge. Your inner child is not in charge. And I think that's another part to the discipline, is that, you know, how many of you have seen or heard children and they're screaming and the parents are trying to be, like, kind and nice out in public? And not to judge, but, you know, when my kids act like that, I pull them by their arm out to the car and I say, we are not going anywhere or having anything to do with anything until you calm your body. So, and sometimes that needs to happen too. So setting boundaries is another thing. But if you look at it as a practice, as like a parenting practice, like parenting yourself, I feel like you get somewhere. And even if you don't have children, or even if you don't particularly like children, I think it's a really important practice to be kind and loving and to parent yourself. It's not easy, because we weren't given instruction manuals. All we have to go on is our own experience. So if we had a negative experience as a child and, you know, untrained parents, then that's all we have, and we have to find a new script.
Right. And I want to clarify, because I know how you are with your kids. When you said grab them by the arm, it doesn't mean in the frustration, destroy, you're getting out of here right now. It's a gently grab them and escort them out the door. So,
oh, yeah.
Before
yeah.
anybody
I mean,
gets run out of shape on that.
No, yeah, no. I'm not going to hurt them or anything, but believe my teeth are gritting sometimes. Look, I'm just being realistic, you know. It's not always, no matter how much training I have received, I'm still a human being. And, you know, that's another thing that conscious discipline has done for me, is it allows me to be human. And if I'm having a bad day, I can be open and honest with my own feelings as an adult and as a parent. And I can say, you know what, kids? In fact, yesterday I did it. It was the end of the day. I was exhausted. I was trying to make dinner and do a couple of other things at the same time. And they're asking me all these questions. And I looked at them and I just said, in a very firm voice, I wasn't angry at them and I wasn't yelling, but I was just in a very firm voice. I looked them both in the eyes and I said, I am not feeling really good right now, and the one thing I need is silence and space. And because I was truthful in what I needed and told them directly what my needs were, they acknowledged that, they respected it, and they went off and did their own thing. And that when they need something from me like that, when they need to be left alone or if they need a hug. If they're feeling upset, they'll say, Mom, I need some affection. I need a hug. I need you. And they rarely do this, but there have been a couple of times where my daughter, especially, she'll say, Mom, please drop everything you're doing. I need a hug. And if she says that, I know that it's pretty serious and that she's in some kind of emotional crisis. So, you know, be firm and honest in your needs with yourself and your inner child. And what ends up happening is you're able to be more firm and honest with other people in your life and those around you.
Hmm. You just think if we could all as adults give ourselves hugs when we really needed it. Start right there.
Mm-hmm. There's something to be said about that. You know, being just that self-care, man. Gosh, you know. And especially as women, I think in our culture, you know, we're supposed to bend over backwards. Or as caretakers, I should say. Not as women, but as caretakers. If you're a caretaker, you're supposed to bend over backwards and give everything you got for the other people until there's nothing left for yourself. But that analogy, if you're on an airplane analogy and you need oxygen, put your mask on first. I'm telling you, man, you are no good if you are not breathing yourself.
True.
Anyway, so I know that you don't have kids, Cindy, but I know that you're better on kids, so you know, you understand what I'm saying, where they're, you know, sometimes they can kind of get on your nerves and you just need to say, hey, okay, that's enough.
And oh, yeah, I got them. I got the nephews. They're, they're very good about that. Especially when we've got them coming up on 6, 20, and 17. And, you know, they like roughhousing with each other, and it's like sometimes I get in the middle of it, and it's cool, and then it gets a little too much. Like, okay, guys, enough. Let's go. go to your room. Get out of here, you know? So, yeah. And a lot of times it's just fun, like I said, to just be with them and do the same thing, you know, and horse around and stuff, so... but yeah, you know, or they got the one that, you know, tickling is fine and then gets to pinching.
Right, exactly.
No.
And then it gets to called headlocks, and then it gets to, you
yeah,
know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, anyway. But yeah. So, okay, and let's go a little bit more into the capable piece of that. What types of things have you done to allow yourself to be capable and feel comfortable in, you know, what you're doing and what you're putting out into the world?
Okay, well,
again, you wear a lot of hats.
I'll take the example. I recently reinstated my real estate license because the universe kept poking me and sending me humongous neon sign saying, do this. So I finally relented and got my real estate license reinstated. And I had this huge fear of not being capable of doing it. So I did, I took these steps and I said, okay, what's going on here? Why am I not feeling safe? Well, real estate is not the most financially secure career. You know, some weeks, if I don't make a sale for 8 weeks, I don't have money to pay my bills. But on the other hand, if I get really, really good and I make a sale, then I'm going to have a nice little nest egg. And if that 8 weeks comes up that I don't have a sale, then I'm going to have this money set aside to help me along. So the first thing I had to do was to myself say, okay, you're going to take this risk, but you are safe. You are safe. The universe is providing for you. You are stable. And you know, and I really have to look at this issue of financial stability and financial safety. So then the next step is, but oh my God, what if something happens and I fail and nobody likes me because I'm a failure? So then I have to say to my inner child, and I did, okay, you have failed at other things and you survived and nobody judged you, and just because you fail at something doesn't make you a failure. In fact, usually what happens in my life and in the lives of a lot of people I've seen is that when you fail, it's more like a redirection, not a failure. You know what I mean? It's like, this didn't succeed because you were meant to be over here and not over there. So then I moved on. So now I am on the third question, am I capable? And now I just started doing this again. I'm only about like week two into it. And I'm doing it. And there are days when I question myself, am I capable? And I just keep telling myself, well, you've gotten this far. You're okay. You're safe. You're loved. Just keep trying. What's your gut say? Are you still in the right place? And I am. So that's how I've been doing it. And you can do that with any decision or any question you have. You know, can I, can I make this move to a new city? Can I take on a new job? Can I find the right and perfect soulmate? You know, all of these different questions you just ask yourself. And I firmly believe, Cindy, that as soon as we let go and let spirit take over, that's when the magic happens. Like, life happens. What's that thing? Life happens when we're not looking or something. Like, life happens when we're doing something else or something.
Yeah. Life happens when we're busy making other plans.
That's what it is. Yes.
Yes. The John Lennon song.
That's right. And I do want to reach out to your listeners and let them know that if they have any insights or any questions or anything like that, this is a work in progress. This theory, this process is in its beginning stages. So any input they want to give, they can email me, they can Facebook friend me. Rachel Grace Music at gmail.com.
Okay.
You have all that on your Facebook page.
We got that in there, and we do have it, you know, on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, group. You're welcome to do that as well.
Okay.
I don't think I did tag you on this, and I will tag you in here. Because I know you have just a couple of minutes here to wrap this baby up.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't know I could talk for so long. Rachel's rambling.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, part of it was trying to get you into the system too. Blog Talk allows you to have a free account and to get in there really nicely through Skype, but when you change your name and how you address yourself, then you got to set up a new account. So anybody that might possibly also be doing that doesn't like you much. So, but I'm surprised they just didn't let you change it. But who knows? But that's how Blog Talk and internet and all that fun stuff is. So, and anybody who might be listening that is not part of the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, all you got is our group. I keep doing it. I will not do that anymore. Can just request to join, and you know, if you want to send me a message and say you've been listening, great. If you don't look familiar or don't look like a real person, as I have three of my requests in here right now, I will not add you. But if you look like you've been around or comment and things, I'd be happy to add you to the group and let you be in the conversations for any of our shows as they come up. So, did we cover everything that you wanted to cover today?
I suppose I did want to address
and give a big shout out to the Supreme Court for bringing the United States to the 21st century and making same gender marriage legal in all 50 states. Hoorah! And I have to say that my can you hear me?
Yep, can hear you. Yep.
Oh, okay. I just want to say on behalf of all of my friends, all of my same gender friends who want to be institutionalized, congratulations on being able to enter the institution of marriage. Yay! But no, it's wonderful, and I'm so happy, and it's a wonderful feeling. I do want to say how differently my children are being raised, and one day on some station on the radio, they were talking about same gender marriage, and my son, very frustrated, looks at me and he says, "I don't know what the big deal is, Mom. It's just two people of the same gender that want to marry each other." And I'm like, no. So it goes to show how differently things are nowadays and how much more evolved kids are. Or at least, you know, the kids down here in Key West, Florida are. So, yay, Supreme Court. Woohoo! There's going to be a big, huge party on Duval Street in Key West at 5 o'clock to celebrate. So if you're down in Key West, come and look for me. I'm sure you'll recognize my voice.
There you go. You'll be singing in the streets, eh?
That's right. Be dancing in the streets. You know me.
Cool.
Well, Cindy,
cool.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate you stopping on by here. I guess there's more than one way to get connected with you. If I'm going to put you on the show, that works too. But folks, we'd like to encourage you to go to the True Trinity page as well as the Purpose Talk Radio page and, you know, give us some encouragement and stuff over there so we can write some more music for you too, because, you know, this theme song's been great. You know, clear out of the box, we got that song accepted as the theme song of this show without me being part of the show at the time, other than the connections on Facebook. And, you know, we'd like to get some more hit songs and positive energy songs and stuff out there, because that's really what we are about as well, whether it be the message on Purpose Talk Radio or in our music and in our lives. So I can encourage you to share that.
Cool.
Yay. All right, lady. You have yourself a great day, and you go enjoy Duval Street. And
I will. All right, girlie. I'll talk to you soon, and I hope to hear from some of those listeners out there. Everyone be well.
Excellent. Great. Right. Thank you very much. Oh, one more thing. Let me put here one more last thing here. Your affirmation, again, was, I am...
I am safe. I am loved. I am capable.
Excellent. And we like to leave people with an affirmation every week to go out and share in your week as well. So basically it is those questions. Then again, I am safe. I am loved. I am capable. Cool.
Thanks.
All right. I'll let you go then. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Say hi to those kids. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, folks, that was short, sweet, and simple. Rachel Grace on the air talking to us about disciplining your inner child in three not so easy steps. You know, the point is they are easy if you ask the questions and you can get yourself to a yes, which is what it's all about. And, you know, we like yeses, because yeses instill, again, a positive, an affirmation, and I can and I am attitude around us. Take a look at those. Again, if you'd like to listen to this show again, the archive is the same as the original link. You can pick it up there. If you are listening to the archive, you can hear us you can participate in more conversation in the Facebook page, at Purpose Talk Radio, or go over even better to the group Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. There is a thread pinned to the top of
the group every week until the next week comes up, and then I pin the next one so it's easy to find, so you can comment during and or after the show. And in there, we'd love to have people comment or indicate what might be resonating with them from the show. As far as being on the show, again, each week we broadcast with guests who are living their purpose, whatever that might mean, from, you know, being the fry person at one of the local restaurants to, you know, sitting with a lady who just needs somebody to talk to being the CEO of some major financial institution. It doesn't matter. If you are living your purpose and feel like you have something to share with the world, we'd love to have you be a part of the show as a guest. Again, if you have products or services you'd like to share with others who are looking for their purpose, let me know that as well. In both cases, you can get to our website or email me directly, the website being purposetalkradio.com, PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. Cindy, CINDY, at purposetalkradio.com will get the email to me. And, you know, it's going to be a very nice, short, sweet, simple show today. We do leave, as I said, leave everybody with affirmations. I invite you also to like and be a part of the Purpose Talk, of the Positive News Day Facebook page as we move into Positive News Month and ultimately to Positive News Day on July 15th. The song is up there, will be up there as well as on our website at positivenewsday.com. And with all of that wonderful thing involved here, I'm trying to find our closing song, as it is there. You know, until next week, as it was said, I think our guest is going to be Jeannie Dean. Tentatively, she's scheduled for that. I wish you all soul blessings and enjoy the song, I Am Who I Am.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.